We are joined today here in the studio by three local politicians who are all 20 years old or younger. Now, we often talk about our young people as leaders of the future. You may have heard that actually in the discussion we just had now. These three say they're ready right now to lead. Omar Mohudeen is a 19-year-old Northeastern University student running for mayor in Woburn. Trey Fucillo is a 20-year-old city council candidate in Marlborough in the 6th Ward. Yeah, Trey?
Yes, correct.
All right. Angus Abercrombie is a 19-year-old who currently serves as town meeting member in Belmont. When did you become town meeting member?
So I was elected to Belmont's town meeting this April, on April 4th,
okay.
And I have been serving since.
So just elected and two who are running.
Correct.
Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You ready?
Thank you.
We've got so much to talk about. Okay, so listen, when I have a candidate in, the first thing I do is ask why they're running. Now, I'll come to you last, Angus, because you've already been elected, but you don't get a pass. But we're going to run down the line here. Trey, you are running for city council in Marlborough. Why are you running?
Absolutely. I mean, every day I ask myself, what's my why? Why am I doing this? And I think about the neighbors, the conversations I've had prior to announcing my candidacy, the folks I've met, the struggles that I've seen them face, and that really is my why. And I think about that when I knock on doors. I think about that when I talk to folks, because it's so important that we have a diverse perspective, a new perspective, somebody who's really open-minded to the challenges that we face. And that's why I'm involved in this. From day one, when I announced my candidacy, I went door to door and started talking to folks. We've been on the doors since May, and these conversations have really shown me that our problems are multi-generational. They require folks who are, you know, coming out of college, and they require folks that are at retirement age to get involved, to stay involved, and to really create a community that fosters positivity, that fosters hope, and that fosters solutions to the challenges that we face. So that's my why.
Yeah. All right. So, Omar, you've been running. Actually, you declared fairly early. You're running for mayor in Woburn. You're running against a multi-term sitting mayor. Why are you running?
I mean, Trey covered it amazingly, but I've always been passionate about giving back to my community, and it's a community that really built me up. My mother raised me and my three brothers from public housing, and being able to give back to this community is something that it really lifts me up and allows me to go at it day to day, knocking on doors, like Trey said, and listening to people. And people feel like right now they're not listened to in the city of Woburn. So to give them that opportunity, to give myself the opportunity to learn from them, bring their experiences with me to City Hall is something that's really exciting. And so I've been doing this since January, announced pretty early in March, and it's been amazing. People have been tuning in, people have been helping out and being a part of this massive movement. And what we keep on doing, we have 13 days until the preliminary, so it's really exciting and it's amazing to be part of it, especially in a new generation.
And Angus, you got the most votes out of 15 people. What do you think people in Belmont thought you had to give?
Well, I think Belmont recognized two things. For one, town meeting is a form of government that is really about bringing everyone in town together. And in Belmont, we have so many people in town that would just be unwieldy to have all of our registered voters in a room. So we have a representative town meeting, which is much smaller. But that body right now underrepresents people under 28 by a factor of 14. So I think people recognize that young people are being excluded from the conversation. And one of the things I was running to fix was that fact that we were being excluded from the conversation. And, you know, I stood up at our spring town meetings more than I think some people would have liked and really made sure that this voice and this perspective was heard and listened to. I also think that when we look at the policies that I'm talking about on the doors, or was talking about on the doors when I was running, the kinds of issues from keeping our schools in good shape, protecting our environment. Belmont has some really great conservation land, and we are, you know, 7 miles from Boston. You can drive to Belmont in 20 minutes and go for a hike at our Mass Audubon Sanctuary or our town conservation land. Protecting that land is hugely important to the fabric of our town. We're also facing a huge structural deficit issue. And so I was being very clear with people on the doors that we need to take steps right now to make sure that we are paying people in town and also take steps to make sure that we aren't hurting people with taxes down the line.
Okay, so we have here three candidates, ages 19 and 20. We've just heard from Angus Abercrombie, who was elected to representative town meeting in Belmont. We have Omar Mohudin, who's a mayoral candidate in Woburn, and Trey Fucillo, a city council candidate in Marlborough. I wanted to start with the candidate pitches because I didn't want to treat you like kids. I wanted to treat you as the candidates you are. And now I want to play for you what I know you are up against in the skepticism, okay? So this is some sound from, actually, this is a TV show. This is Parks and Rec. Many who love public service, I wish everybody could see how hard you're all laughing, right? Who love public service, love to dial into the story of, you know, Pawnee, Indiana, and the local Parks and Rec department who believe in public service. Adam Scott, budget specialist at the fictional town of Pawnee, talking about his failed stint as an 18-year-old mayor in his hometown.
When I was 18, I ran for mayor of my small town and won. A little bit of anti-establishment voter rebellion, I guess. Here's the thing, though, about 18-year-olds, they're idiots. So I pretty much ran the place into the ground after 2 months and got impeached. Worst part was my parents grounded me.
That's the stereo. Omar, you're cracking up because I hear you feel like that's what people think you are.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I've even heard it multiple times. They tell me Ice Town, Ice Clown. You know, it's
so Ice Town. So just for Adam Scott, what he had this sports complex he wanted to build. It was called Ice Town. He wound up being called the Ice Clown. The character did. Okay, so sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I mean, people tell me all the time it's about life experience, about life experience, about life experience. And I disagree with that. I think that it is life experience with each other. Because at the end of the day, if I'm supposed to represent you, I'm supposed to be serving the people, it's 42,000 people bringing their life experiences in with me to City Hall. It's no longer just my life experience in office. I'm supposed to be serving. I'm supposed to be listening. That's what I'm doing. And I'm listening to people and making sure that they feel like they're heard and they have someone to talk to about things that they see, things that they deal with, and everything that happened in their life. I've learned so much in the last months of just knocking and talking. It has been illuminating all these different people's lives, different viewpoints.
All right, so stay with me. Mm. Give me one actual conversation from knocking and talking that you remember where you learned something where you were like, huh.
Yeah, so I was at One Door in my district, actually, and he currently works for the city, but he was telling me his experience working for the city in the last 20 or so years. He's seen a couple mayors go by, and he told me that he sees no issue with my age because just like every mayor in front of him, he's seen a massive learning curve. So he doesn't believe that it's an age thing because he's seen guys that are much older than me, people that are in 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s get elected and still have the same learning curve that anybody else would have. So he kind of illuminated that for me. And I obviously was aware going into it that people learn things, people aren't used to the seat, but he showed me that it wasn't just a me thing. It was everybody's elected.
Angus, lots of nodding from you. You're a town meeting member in Belmont. You have been since April. What's all the nodding about?
Well, so I think Omar really hit the nail on the head there. And I will just note on the ice rink question, I actually voted no on Belmont's new ice rink twice at the polls.
all but, things Pawnee come home.
You know, I really appreciate from Omar's perspective and from Parks and Rec as a show, the empathy that is consistently expressed, no matter who's showing up to those public meetings, who you're meeting on the doors, and what ideas they might be loudly and abrasively trying to carry forth, there's a place for those perspectives in municipal government. And that's one of the things that's really excited me getting involved. You hear from so many people with so many backgrounds, and there are, you know, I remember one of the first doors I knocked was a town meeting member in my precinct, who really schooled me on a couple of issues.
Give me an issue example. You don't have to go long. Just literally, was it what? School, transit, what? Transportation, what?
Some of the issues concerning landlords in some of our commercial districts.
Okay.
Anyway, she gave me a good talking to, and I went home, and I read up, and I came back, well, not to her house, but to the rest of the district, and really told people a more informed opinion, and that's what I've been able to carry forward, and that's what I'm hoping to continue to build on.
So we're speaking again. You've just heard Angus Abercrombie. We have Omar Mohudin and Trey Fucillo, all young candidates, age 20 or younger, either serving or running to serve this summer. So Trey, I'm going to turn back to you. When you said why you were running, mm-hmm. a core to it, in my words, was listening and bringing forth the full range of perspectives in your community, which is Marlboro.
Absolutely.
And then I laid out the, you know, the ice clown, right, and the pushback of young people. Young people are not, don't have the reputation of being great listeners.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Great social media, right? Great stare at your phone, but not great listeners. So how have you learned to be a great listener as a candidate? And what does it mean to be a great listener as
absolutely.
A candidate?
I think that first and foremost, it's this. I'm going to reiterate what I said before, but this multi-generational approach. The issues that impact, whether it be Belmont, Woburn, Marlboro, they do span across a multi-generation of people. So really taking in perspectives from diverse stakeholders. And we need diverse stakeholders, and that includes young people to be involved in the conversations we have and to really take in. I can think of an example from when I was on the Doors. I met a gentleman. He is at retirement age right now, and he struck up a conversation with me about affordability. And he said, you know, Trey, I get $1,604 in Social Security payments a month, and my mortgage is $1,602. So am I supposed to splurge on those $2?
Holy cow.
Exactly. So he's had to go back to work and to really hit home why this is so multi-generational. He has two kids who recently graduated with four-year college degrees. Society would say they've had good entry-level jobs. They'd be able to afford a place on their own. They can't. They haven't found those jobs. They haven't found that ability to be, you know, as active in the community as they'd like to be. So they've moved back in with their father. And so the three of them are now facing that affordability crisis together when he should be in retirement and they should be starting out on their lives. So hearing those perspectives and really listening and taking that in and taking it with me as I go door to door is so important, because my voice as a candidate, I'm in a four-horse race here. My voice is able to bring their story to the forefront, whereas other candidates might not want to talk about that. They might not want to talk about the challenges we face in Marlboro, the challenges we face across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So being able to bring that to the forefront when others won't, it's really an incredible thing for me.
You guys love your communities. Talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I mean, Belmont raised me. You know, I was born Mount Auburn Hospital, took me home to my lovely home in Belmont, and that's where I've spent 19 years, you know. And 19 years, 13 of those were in our public schools, which are some of the best in the state, and with teachers who have really impacted my life more than, you know, almost anyone else in the world. I mean, you know, my family, of course. But those kinds of institutions, the services that municipalities provide, and this is one of the great parts of municipal government, everyone's interacting with it constantly, but the services that municipal government provide are really make or break for people in this country. They were make or break for me. I would not be who I am today without the Belmont Public School System and those educators who I am so lucky to be able to help support now in my role.
So I'm gonna grab that. I'm gonna put a pin in it. The services in municipalities, because. In a minute, we're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, I want to do issues, right? Mm-hmm. I want to hold your feet to the fire on issues. But before I do, Omar, I want to hear from you about why you love Woburn so much.
You know, not to get super personal, but when
I
was...
No, get super personal. That's super fine. Do it.
Yeah, so when I was a little bit younger, my father left a picture. And so it was my mother, who's from Somalia, she's an immigrant, and her four sons. And yeah, she had four boys, everyone tells me. So
God love that woman.
Yes,
is what
exactly.
Everybody tells you.
So when we normally would have just kind of been discarded by society, Woburn really took us in, took us under their wing, and built us up to be where I'm at today, to be on the ballot for mayor of the city. And this is my opportunity to give back, and I have so much appreciation for what the city did to me and how I've come out of a situation like that. And it's now my turn to really give back to everybody, regardless of their social or economic status. And this is why I'm doing it.
All right. I think on that note, I'd like to just take a quick pause. Omar Mohudeen, the mayoral candidate from Woburn, Trey Fucillo, the city council candidate from Marlboro, Angus Abercrombie, age 19, Trey's 20, Angus Abercrombie, age 19, who's a town meeting member, representative town meeting in Belmont. This is a conversation we're having with three young candidates either running or serving here in Greater Boston. Angus Abercrombie, who's serving in representative town meeting in Belmont, age 19. Trey Fucillo, who's a 20-year-old city council candidate for Marlborough 6th Ward. And Omar Mohudin, who's a mayoral candidate in Woburn, age 19. I want to get into some issues, but let's just do a really fun, fast lightning round first so our people can get to know you a little bit better. On the count of three, hot or iced? One, two, three.
Hot.
Oh, yeah, baby. Me too. Absolutely. Favorite thing to do when you're not in school or running for office, Trey?
Ooh, probably following the Red Sox. It's been an up and down season, but I've been enjoying following closely and watching every game, win or lose.
Favorite fun thing about your hometown, Omar?
Ooh. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. There we go. Okay. Favorite New England sports team, Angus?
I'm going to have to go...
Listen, you already won, so just pick.
I'll take the Celtics because they keep winning things.
All right, there you go. Well, and it is a winning kind of theme. All right, really fun to get to know you. I do want to talk about some issues, right? And is it right to assume, because maybe it's not, because you've been talking so much about, listen, I want to be an intergenerational representative. Municipalities are the closest to the people that they serve. Does your age affect what issues are most important to you, or is it the door knocking? Omar.
Yeah, sure. I don't think age should affect what's most important to you. I think that you should be listening to all the people and taking in what the people are saying. It shouldn't be a personal thing for anybody, for any politician. I think that's sometimes where we see some of our politics go. It becomes very personal, but I don't think that's what it should be.
Keep going.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, especially running as a city council candidate, being a legislator, our duty is really to listen. You know, that first and foremost, all of the policies that I've been campaigning on throughout the last several months, they've come from people on the doors.
For example?
Affordable housing, increasing our affordable housing stock, road repairs, infrastructure, protecting conservation land. All those sort of things are coming from people because that's what matters to them, and that's what we can accomplish at the local level. So that's first and foremost why.
So Angus, it's interesting to hear that from Omar and Trey because you did, it seems like, run hard on schools. And although, Omar, I want to note that you've run hard on teachers, right,
correct,
and supporting teachers,
yep,
it feels like, you know, sort of being able to claim, hey, I just came out of them would be important. But do you agree? It's not about the issues because of your age. It's about the issues because of the doors you've knocked on.
Well, you know, in Belmont, yeah, I'm not in school anymore, but I still feel a deep connection to our schools. And every single homeowner in Belmont feels a deep connection in their schools when they look at what they could sell their house for. You know, that investment property is not worth what it is today without our schools. So it's really an issue for everyone. Hmm. And, you know, I feel very personally attached to our schools because, yeah, I did just come out of them. And I do have probably different ideas about how to make them better and how to keep them at the standard of excellence that we hold because of my time in our public schools. But it is keeping our schools at the standard of excellence, you know, top 20 in this state when we look at public high schools. That is where Belmont needs to continue to fall. We've been slipping recently, and part of that is due to underinvestment, but it's going to take a massive coalition to get us out of that situation, and it's going to take some serious investment and some serious ideas and, you know, just bringing people into this conversation to get us to a place where we are back on top.
All right, Trey and Omar, I'm gonna turn to the two of you for a minute because I am mindful of the fact that you've got a clock running, right? You both have essentially elimination rounds.
Yes.
Yep.
Coming up. And Omar, I'll start with you because you're running against an incumbent.
Correct.
A multi-term incumbent.
Yes.
And that's a hard road under any circumstances. Mm. And then to be a young person running against a multi-term incumbent. So I'm just going to ask you straight up.
Okay.
What is victory for you? Is winning the mayor's race the only definition of victory for you? And what happens in the elimination round if you don't make it out?
So I don't think that's the only win. Making it to the mayor's seat. I think what I've already established has been a win for the people around me, for the people of Woburn. Making history, being on the ballot at this age, and even making it this far, I think it speaks volumes to the people of Woburn, to the people in my age, people around Massachusetts. What we're doing in this station today, we're talking about this because of how big it is. I think it's little victories you really need to count on. And of course, if things don't work out for me, I'm going to keep getting involved in my community the same way that I was before I was running for office. And so it really does come down to what can I achieve in this community, what impact can I have, not necessarily what title can I hold.
And Trey, you've got till October 10th.
Yeah, right. So October 10th is my preliminary election, and really asking myself, what's more important than victory? It's about the conversations that I'm having. It's about the public service that I can create and foster. The reason why we're all here, somebody from Belmont, Woburn, Marlboro, the fact that we've created this sort of buzz and attention from our campaigns. I mean, I don't know many local municipal races that get this kind of attention. And I think we need to be cognizant of that and make sure that we really, are clear about what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. And it's bringing out a whole new voter base that might have been, not so involved or might not have been too excited about politics. And suddenly there's a new perspective, a fresh face, and people are getting more involved. And so for me, first and foremost, that is just, it excites me to see people excited about politics again.
Angus, you look like you want to add too.
You know, I do think it's really exciting to see how much people can get involved when you bring young people into the conversation in this way. And, you know, frankly, I just want to comment on Trey's election date real quick, because it is ridiculous to hold an election at a different time than everyone else in this state. We also have to look at the September 5th number, because
which is Omar's
date, because that number is less than 10 days from when most college students are going to move in and from when a lot of people who are renting their homes have their lease expire. So those, and 10 days is a very significant number in Massachusetts elections, because that is the deadline to register to vote in advance of an election. There are a lot of other states that have pursued same-day registration, and that would do wonders for allowing college students and renters to actually participate in our preliminary elections. You know, those people are going to be cut out of the conversation in Woburn, and that is really unfortunate.
Structurally stacked against young people,
100%. Omar? I mean, I've even seen it the last couple of weeks. I've been trying to get these college kids to get into City Hall right before they leave, but it's so tight. They're focusing on packing up and leaving. It's really hard to kind of manage all that, and so I totally agree with what he's saying. You're cutting out... Essentially, I mean, in Woburn, the age bracket from 18 to 24 has thousands of registered voters, but if they're going to be leaving in a week, or some of them, if you go to Southern school, you're leaving mid-August before the early voting can even exist. So I think that it really cuts out a good amount of the population.
All right, so we're talking about motivating young voters. Now let's talk for a minute about motivating young candidates, right? The three of you have talked about the change already happening just because you're here, because people are paying attention. We've actually been having conversations with our congressional delegation, a different kind of conversation. Many of them sitting right in these seats, right, where we really talk about what makes them tick, why they serve, what's inspired them. I want to play a little sound from a conversation with Congressman Jim McGovern, who talked about the fact that the former South Dakota Senator George McGovern, he worked for him in college and what an influence he was on him. And he also worked as a U.S. Staffer for the U.S. Representative Joe Moakley. And here he is a little bit of the advice he got from them in 96.
And George McGovern's advice was, if you want to be a good member of Congress, you have to get over the fear of losing an election, because if all you care about is the next election, you'll just be a reflection of the latest public opinion poll. Joe Moakley's advice was, if you want to be a good member of Congress, get to know everybody on a first-name basis. Politics is about relationships, and you may need somebody.
There's a listener younger than you listening today who's thinking, I want to be that. So I want to know what you would tell them, what advice you'd give them. And we'll just kind of run down the line. We'll build on it. So, Trey, give a start.
Absolutely. The first and foremost, what's your why? Figure out what your why is. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to run? And once you've identified that, I say go for it. Be steadfast. Take that step and don't look back. Really just be motivated. Know that there are people around you who will support you, and that there's going to be people out there who don't necessarily agree with you. But win or lose, you have the power to really change a lot of minds. You have the power to really create an environment that's positive about politics, that's positive about government, that also identifies the problems that we have and identifies those challenges. So for me, it's all about that why. And once you have it, run with it. There's no reason to hold back after you have that why.
What's your advice, Omar?
100%. I had the opportunity to speak to a lot of middle schoolers in Woburn about my candidacy and about how the fact is I'm only a few years apart from them. So essentially, if you feel like you want to be doing something like this, go for it. It's like he mentioned, you might lose, you might win, but you won't know if you don't try. And so I totally agree with going forward with it. If you have the why, if you have the passion, if you have the drive, there's nothing stopping you except for yourself. There's going to be the naysayers, but there's also going to be the supporters. So the only person you're really cheating if you don't run is yourself and the people that you could possibly help serve.
Angus, how about you?
Here's what I'll say. Finding out that I'd won on April 4th was the second best part of my day. The best part was at about 7 p.m. I was standing outside of the polls. It was pretty much getting dark out back in April, and it was a little cold, and my neighbor walked over from her house with a thermos full of tea and a box of cookies. And, you know, that is the kind of community that is the great thing about, you know, getting involved at the local level. And the other thing that I should just note is if you've never gone around in your neighborhood knocking on doors, either for yourself or volunteering on a campaign, you are going to meet so many people who live on your street, on your block, you know, half a mile from your house, who you have never met. And that is a very strange feeling, but it's one I highly recommend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd love to tap into that. I mean, the people that I've met along this campaign, even the people I've met prior, it's so interesting to hear the different perspectives and to have tough conversations too. I've had plenty of conversations with folks who, big picture items, even small picture things that impact specifically just Marlboro, we've had disagreements on. But having those conversations is so important, and being able to kind of bypass the big party politics that we often see, you know, when we're involved, and actually having conversations that create results, that get us somewhere. That's been a real beauty of it all, and it's pretty fascinating.
Two sentences last word to you, Omar.
Yeah, I agree. I've knocked on over 5,000 doors, and I've had amazing conversations with these people, and I think it's one of the greatest joys of this whole campaign.
All right, Omar Mohiuddin, 19 years old, Northeastern University.
Correct.
Candidate for mayor in Woburn. Trey Fucillo, city council candidate in Marlboro for the 6th Ward, Emerson College.
Yes.
And Angus Abercrombie, also Emerson, and at town meeting in Belmont. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you. Go Lions.